Hello and welcome. My name is Moses. Today I want to talk about church and politics. How does or how should a Christian view politics? If there's anything that will spark spontaneous debates, if not an outright argument, it's a discussion involving politics. Even among the believers themselves, as followers of Christ, what should be our attitude and our involvement in politics? It has been said that religion and politics don't mix. Is it really true that religions and politics doesn't mix? Religion and politics doesn't mix? Can we have our political views outside the consideration of our Christian faith? The answer is no, we cannot. The Bible gives us two truths regarding our stance towards politics and government. The first truth is that the will of God permits and supersedes every aspect of life. It is God's will that takes precedence over everything and everyone. According to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, the Bible says that the Bible talks about the same. God's plans and purposes are fixed, and His will is inviolable. Matthew 6, 33 says that seek first His kingdom and righteousness, and everything shall be added unto you. The kingdom of what? Not the kingdom of the world, not the political kingdom, but the kingdom of God. What He has promised, He will bring to pass, and no government can thwart His will. In fact, it is God who sets up kings and depossesses them. Because the Most High is sovereign over the kingdoms of men and gives them to anyone He wishes. This according to book these are the very words of King Nebuchadnezzar after being humbled by God Himself. He came back and said that today I've realized that God Almighty has the power over everything. He humbles and He exalts whomever He wishes. A clear understanding of this truth will help us to see that politics is merely a method God uses to accomplish His will. Even though the evil men abuse their political power, meaning it for evil, God means it for good. Working all things together for the good for those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. So everything works in perfection, and is God's perfect will for those who love Him and those who have been called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. Secondly, we must grasp the fact that our government cannot save us. Only God can. We never read in the New Testament of Jesus or any of the apostles expending any time or energy schooling believers on how to reform the pagan world of its idolatrous immorality and corrupt practices via the government. Government cannot transform the pagan world through its institutions. This is the spiritual work. The apostles never called the believers to demonstrate or civil disobedience to protest the Roman Empire's unjust laws or brutal schemes. Instead, the apostles commanded the first century Christians, as well as us today, to proclaim the gospel and live lives that give clear evidence to the gospel's transforming power. There is no doubt, however, that our responsibility to government is to obey the laws and be good citizens, according to Romans 13:1-2. The Bible tells us that we have to obey the governing authority. God has established all authority and does so for our own benefit. To commend those who do right, Paul tells us in Romans 13, 1 to 8, that it is the government's responsibility to rule in authority over us, hopefully for our good, to collect taxes, to keep the peace, where we have a voice and can elect our leaders. We should exercise that right by voting for those who best demonstrate Christian principles. One of the Satan's grandest deceptions is that we can rest our hope for cultural morality and godly living in politicians and governmental officials. As nations hope for change, a nation hopes for change is not to be found in any country's ruling class. The church has made a mistake if it thinks that it is the job of politicians to defend, to advance, and to guard biblical truths and Christian values. The church's unique God-given purpose does not lie in any political activism. Nowhere in Scripture do we have the directive to spend our energy or our time or our money in governmental affairs. Our mission lies not in the changing the nation through political reform, but in changing the hearts through the word of God. When believers think the growth and influence of Christ can somehow be allied to government policy, they corrupt the mission of the church. Our Christian mandate is to spread the gospel of Christ and to preach against the sins of our time. Only as the hearts of individuals in a culture are changed by Christ will the culture begin to reflect that change. Believers throughout the ages have lived and even flourished under antagonistic, repressive pagan governments. This was especially true of the first century believers who, under merciless political regimes, sustained their faith under immense cultural stress. They understood that it was they, not their government, who were the light of the world and the salt of the earth. They adhere to Paul's teaching to obey their governing authorities, even to honor, respect, and pray for them also. More importantly, they understood that as believers, their hope resides in the protection that only God supplies. The same holds true for us today. When we follow the teachings of the scriptures, we become the light of the world as God has intended for us to be. Political entities are not the savior of the world. The salvation of all mankind has been manifested in Christ Jesus. God knew that our world needed saving long before a national government was ever founded. He demonstrated to the world that redemption could not be accomplished through the power of a man, economical strength, military might, or politics. Peace of mind, contentment, hope, and joy, and the salvation of mankind are provided only through the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much.